This is the Looney Tune. And I've said this many occasions before, but I love those Looney Tune cartoons, right? Where the characters are in a fight and, you know, all you see is dust, right? That's all you see is dust. And then when the dust settles, you can assess the victor. You can assess the situation and the one who is still standing. And so what God says is that whenever the evil day comes and the dust is all around you and you can't see anything, that when you find yourself wobbling while the dust is all around, that when the dust settles and the dust clears, that you ought to be able to stand.
Welcome to Anchored in Jesus, the teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, founder of the Pittsburgh Layman's Bible Institute, author, and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. We thank you for joining us today for the conclusion of We Might Wobble, But We Don't Fall Down, Part 2. So let's join Dr. Glaze for the conclusion of We Might Wobble, But We Don't Fall Down.
You might get bad news about your health. You might get bad news about your financial situation. You might get bad news when you hear somebody close to you has died. You might get bad news as you deal with a situation that has overwhelmed you. And so we see that the evil day is any day that you get bad news. And so when this bad news comes your way, we have to all be honest and say that these things cause us. And, you know, I was practicing, you know, when I was pastoring down south, and I would do a wedding, right? The people down south, you know, they're different than from the people up north, right? Because they would wait for the preacher to leave before they started dancing. Y'all don't care, y'all. So, you know, As I'm sitting there, right? That's cool. I'm just messing with you, right? I see some of y'all got it down. Wobble, 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 wobble. Y'all got that wobble down, right? And so, you know, we realize that happens in our lives. Situations come in our lives that cause us the evil day that causes us to wobble, all right? But look what he says here. After you have dealt with the evil day, having done all, he said, stand. That, and you put that, if you put that slide back up there, you'll see this is the Looney Tune. And I've said this many occasions before, but I love those Looney Tune cartoons, right, where the characters are in a fight and, you know, all you see is dust. Right? That's all you see is dust. And then when the dust settles, you can assess the victor. You can assess the situation and the one who is still standing. And so what God says is that whenever the evil day comes and the dust is all around you and you can't see anything, that when you find yourself wobbling while the dust is all around, that when the dust settles and the dust clears, that you ought to be able to stand. That you ought to be able to stand. And think about what it says here, that you can stand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, that you continue to stand. Financial problems, you continue to stand. Physical problems, you continue to stand. Spiritual problems, you continue to stand. That you are still, and actually this word stand is a military term, and it means to continue to hold the critical position. Continue to hold the critical position. So, if I'm in relationship with God, and I'm spending time in His Word, if I'm spending time praying, if I'm spending time, you know, loving him, serving him, and the evil day comes, that evil day might rock me. It might cause me to wobble back and forth, but when the dust settles, I still need to come out of that in the Word. I still need to come out of that on my knees in prayer. I still need to come out of that serving God. That's what it means to stand. To stand means that you hold the critical position, that you don't let whatever it is that came in that evil day knock you down and knock you off of what God has called you to do. That we know God's part. God says that we don't need to fear because he's going to be with us, that we don't need to be dismayed. He is our God, that he will strengthen us, that he will help us, and that he will uphold us. He said all that in Isaiah 41:10. Now comes your job. Now comes your part. What is your part? Your part is that you might wobble, but you should continue to stand. What do you do when you've done all you can and it seems like it's never enough? And what do you say when your friends turn away and you find yourself all alone? What do you do when you've given it your all and you seem like you just can't make it through? Well, if you ask Donnie McClurkin, he would say what? Stand. Just stand. Just stand. God is looking for some people who in the midst of what they're going through will not be shaken off of their foundation, but will continue to stand. On the ark, Noah took two of every animal, seven of the clean animals. And you know, the waters of the ark were rough and the sea was high and animals were getting sick all over the boat. And so they tried to figure out, because the two bulls that were on the ark, they stood firm. And while all the other animals were getting sick, these two bulls stood firm. And somebody said, how is it that you can stand firm? One of the bulls said, we bull wobble, but we don't fall down. Y'all didn't expect that one, did you? Right? So what is God looking for? God's looking for somebody that will wobble, but don't fall down. He said, stand. Stand. The next thing that God is looking for is that we might wobble, and sometimes we might even get knocked down. You know, you actually can hold this thing down, right? See, it's down, right? But it don't stay down. It don't stay down. And so God is saying to us that we might wobble in the midst of our circumstances, but we should not stay down. Look at Proverbs 24:16. Proverbs 24:16. For a just man falls seven times and rises back up again. But the wicked shall fall into mischief. That here we see, the Bible says that no matter how good you are, no matter how godly you are, that there might come a time when you fall. Now, the problem is if you fall, that you don't stay down. Now, it says that a good man falls how many times? Seven. Why did it say seven? Seven is the number of completion, right? So if you fell seven times and got back up, what's he saying? You got this thing mastered now, right? Right? And I, you know what? I guarantee you, if I went back and I did an examination of your life since the time you've been a Christian, that you've fallen at least seven times. You've fallen at least. I can think in my life of times that I fall. You say, oh, Pastor, I'm a godly person. I don't fall. Yeah, okay. Right? I know sometimes I have thoughts that are not edifying. And I have to ask the Lord to forgive me, right? So I might not have fallen outwardly, but in my mind, I've fallen. And then sometimes I might say something that causes me to get in trouble. And I fall. Sometimes I might do things that cause me, and I fall. So we've all fallen. But the thing is that when you fall, according to Proverbs, you got to get back up. Seven times. By the seventh time, you got this thing down. How to get back up. The child of God should never fall down and stay down. Somebody said to one person, how you doing? He said, well, I'm doing all right under the circumstances. Well, what are you doing under the circumstances? You need to get on top of the circumstances. And so I like even the greatest. Fly like a butterfly, sting like a bee, right? The greatest, Muhammad Ali, he got knocked down. He got knocked down, but he got back up. He got back up. And so God is saying that as we go through life, you know, sometimes even using the analogy of boxing, right, that sometimes you might get punched in the stomach and it knocks all the wind out of you. All your wind is gone. And the best thing for you to do is not to stay in the fight, because you're going to be down here, right? And the enemy is going to be wearing you out. So when you find that situations in life punch you in the stomach, right, knock all the air out of you, just go on in the corner somewhere. Go on in the corner and just sit there. Get yourself together. You know, there may be a time for you just to get yourself together. And you might say, well, I'm down right now, but I'm coming back. You know, I like the example of the eagle, right? In Isaiah 40:31, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings like eagles. Now we know that the eagle, majestic bird, right, terrorizing other creatures. You know, I've seen, and I'm sure that you've seen, how an eagle can be like 2 miles up in the air and see a fish and just come down, do a nosedive, and come down and get that fish and take it up. The eagle is a bad boy. And when you think about the eagle, it says it renews its strength, that the eagle's feathers get tattered, and they get matted, and they get worn. And so the eagle will sometimes go down into the water to get rid of those eagle's feathers that have become matted and worn. And the eagle will find itself unable to move like the majestic bird that it is. And so you know what an eagle does? Now, if the eagle stayed out there without its feathers, you was bad when you had feathers, right? Yeah, you was flying down out of the air. You was scooping fish up out of the lake. Let me see you do it. A pop. Let me see you do it now. So what does the eagle do? The eagle goes in the cave somewhere, and the eagle waits for his feathers to come back. And whenever they come back, the eagle steps back and says, I'm back. I'm back. So sometimes when we find ourselves down, that we may have to go somewhere and be refreshed. We may have to go somewhere and be restored. But my brothers and sisters, don't stay back in the cave. Once your feathers come back, come on back again. Come on back in the battlefield. Come on back serving the Lord. A good man, a righteous man, a just man falls seven times, but gets back up. You don't fall down and stay down. Let me ask you a question. Have you fallen down? And you like the person on the commercial? I've fallen, and I can't get up. Maybe that's you today. You just can't see your way to get back up. But you got to find a way, according to Proverbs, get back in the fight. The just man falls seven times and get back up. You can knock this weeble down seven times. You can knock him down. Gonna get back up. The next thing that we see is that we might wobble from the blows of the enemy, but we should stay strong to our resolve. Look at the book of Daniel. Daniel chapter 3. Daniel chapter 3. And we all know the story about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and how that they were challenged. And it was told to them that when the music started playing, you need to bow down and worship the image. And they refused to worship the image. And because they refused, the king said that whoever refused was going to be thrown into a fiery furnace. In verse 16, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said unto the king, well, let's back up to verse 15. Now, if you be ready that at that time, when you hear the sound of the horn, the pipe, the lyre, the sackbut, the psaltery, the dulcimer, and all kind of music, to fall down and worship the image which I have made, well, but if you will not worship, you shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said unto the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. What that means is that, you know, we have thought about our answer. And if it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thy hand, O king. But look at this right here. So here's where we can wobble, right? Here's where the wobbling comes in, right here. But if not, See, we like this victorious God that rides from heaven on a white horse and delivers us from our situation. And we can hold up our hands and say, praise God, praise God, praise God. But sometimes we need to remember that the victory is not in the deliverance. The victory is in the furnace. Oh, let me say that again. The victory is not in the deliverance. The victory is in the furnace. And their resolve that very easy, they could have wobbled, right? They could have wobbled back and forth. Well, you know, we don't know if God is going to do this. You know, we don't know. You know, he's done it in the past. But, you know, there's been some people that God didn't do it for. And so you might wobble, right? They might have wobbled. Well, we don't know what he's going to do. Oh, my goodness. We don't know what God is going to do. But we do know this. He's able to deliver us. And whether he delivers us or not, we are resolved that we are going to stand and not bow down to this image. And sometimes we need resolve that we are not going to bow down to the circumstances around us. That we are not going to give the circumstances around us the victory. That these guys could have very easily said, you know, Rack, you know. God knows my heart, right? God knows that, you know, any other time, you know, I would stand. But, you know, man, look, there's a fire right there, man. Look at these jokers that's throwing people in or getting burned. Yeah, Shad, you know, you're right, man. Yeah. How about you, Abednego? What's your thoughts on this situation? Yeah, you know what, man? You know, God knows that. Look, man, we already didn't eat his meat, the king's meat, in Daniel chapter 1. So, I mean, hey, you know, that's good enough right there. Right? We can reason this thing away. And we can come up with all kinds of excuse why we are not going to be firm in our resolve. But these brothers didn't do it. They didn't do it. They stood firm in their resolve. And as they stood firm in their resolve, we know what happened. We know the end of the story, that while they were in the furnace, a fourth person got in there with them and delivered them in the furnace. So like I said, sometimes our victory is not in the deliverance. Our victory is in the furnace. That sounds like a sermon right there. I'm going to go on vacation. I I might come back next week and preach. No. And then finally we see, we might wobble from the storms of life, but we should anchor our souls in the Lord. We might wobble from the storms of life, but we should anchor our souls in the Lord. Look at Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19. The theme verse for the radio ministry, anchored in Jesus. Hebrews chapter 6, in verse 19. Talking about Jesus Christ, he said, which hope? And who is our hope? Christ is our hope. If we go to the verse 20, it lets us know who our hope is. Which hope we have as an anchor for the soul, sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil. That we have a hope that's steadfast and secure, and that whenever we find ourselves wobbling, that we should connect to this anchor, and that this anchor will ground us steadfast and secure, so that even though we might bounce back and forth, that in the end, that we'll be able to stand. And notice what it says here. It says, is an anchor for what? Now, this is important. I don't want you to miss this. This is important. Which is an anchor for what? Your soul. What is your soul? Your soul is made up of three things. Your mind, your will, and your emotion. That's your soul. That's who you are. Your mind. And so the enemy wants to come and he wants to attack your mind. The enemy wants to come. He wants to attack your will, the things that you do. The enemy wants to come and he wants to attack your emotions. The enemy wants your soul. He wants to attack your soul. But if we are anchored in the Lord, we have an anchor that is sure and secure. Steadfast, this anchor that we have. As I conclude this message, what is the key to this little fellow right here? What is the key to the fact that this guy wobbles, but he don't fall down? You can get other toys. I wish I'd have brought another toy in here and set it up there and knocked it over. It would have fell over. What is the key to the fact that this toy will wobble all around, but it won't fall down? Even though the body of the Weeble wobbles from side to side, there is a weight located at the bottom center of the Weeble, which causes the gravitational force to bring the Weeble back to an upright position. Well, there is an anchor in the soul of the believer. And that when we get wobble, 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 when we get tossed by the storms of life, when we find ourselves wobbling back and forth, there is an anchor that brings us back. There's an anchor that brings us back steadfast and secure. There's an anchor that anchors our soul in the Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on Anchored in Jesus. Join us next time for the first half of Never Let Them See You Sweat. If you would like to request an audio copy or the notes of today's message, We Might Wobble But We Don't Fall Down, Part 2, you can contact us at anchoredinjesus.org and request We Might Wobble But We Don't Fall Down, Part 2. That's anchoredinjesus.org and request We Might Wobble, But We Don't Fall Down, Part 2, or call us at 877-831-5060. When you visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, you can view many of the other teachings by Dr. Glaze. Dr. Glaze is the author of 7 books. For more information about these resources and how to order, visit anchoredinjesus.org or call 877-831-5060. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Anchored in Jesus Ministries. If you'd like to make a financial contribution, please visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, or send it to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. Once again, that website is anchoredinjesus.org, or you can send your financial contribution to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. It's through your prayers and gifts that we remain on the air. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, comes from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and an anchor for the soul. Now, for Dr. Glaze and our entire volunteer staff, I'm your host, Sonia Hall, reminding you, you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the Lord.